Jim, let's come up with a list now of things that people can jot down with. And, of course, the definitive guide is in your work, The Survival of the End of the World as We Know It, which is where? Available on Amazon.com?
Yes, you can get it through Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Borders, any of the major booksellers. It's published by Penguin Books, so it's mass market. It's also sold at Sam's Clubs and all over, really, military exchanges.
Water supply. How much? Where do we get it?
Well, it's really not realistic to think that you'll be able to store all the water you need other than for a short-term supply, say a three-day to seven-day supply. What most families need to have is a good quality water filter. And the ones that I recommend are the ones made by Katadyn, that's spelled K-A-T-A-D-Y-N, or the larger filters made by British Birkfeld, the big Berkey, which is a white ceramic filter. And those are designed for high volume use.
If the grid goes down, will you get running water?
No, that's the other thing people have to plan for is actually collecting water from open sources. For folks in the eastern United States, it's just as simple as installing downspout diverters so that you can take rainwater from your roof and fill water barrels. For the folks in the western United States, it gets a little more complicated, at least seasonally, because you can't depend on regular rains. So you have to be prepared to draw water from open sources, from ponds, creeks, streams. And if we're talking a worst-case scenario, you won't necessarily have gasoline for your vehicle to transport that water. So you have to think in terms of 5-gallon water cans and perhaps something like a 2-wheeled garden cart where you can carry a large quantity of water. Water weighs a lot. You can't expect to just carry it on your back. Something like a large wheelbarrow or garden cart is more realistic. So you have to be able to transport that water back home and then treat it and have it available.
Food storage, we've talked about that, and you think you should have at least a year's worth, minimum 1 month.
Oh, an absolute minimum of 1 month. I think a year is quite prudent, and if you can afford it, up to 3 years supply, if you have the storage space and you have the budget.
Fuel, what about that? Fuel and home power.
Well, there you run into
a problem.
With fuel, you run into zoning problems. For your listeners that live inside of city limits, a lot of cities have a limit where you can't store more than 2 gallons of gasoline in your home, or perhaps 5 gallons if it's outside of any
for safety concerns,
occupied,
right?
Structure. For safety reasons. For folks that live out in the country, there's a lot more leeway. You can install a traditional above-ground farm-type tank full of diesel or gasoline, or have an underground tank installed. But it can be problematic. And one of the things that I recommend in Survival Blog is keeping your options open. I recommend that, as you wear out vehicles, that you think in terms of having one gasoline engine vehicle, one diesel vehicle, and one electric vehicle. So you have multiple means of transportation, and depending on the scenario, you'll always have transportation, at least for short distances, if you have a electric golf cart, for example, that you can charge with a photovoltaic power system.
What about a quality first aid kit? What do you do? What do you put in there? Or should you just go buy one at a drugstore?
Well, you can buy a basic kit online. There's umpteen different suppliers. But what I recommend people do is take advanced training. One of the advertisers on my blog is an outfit called Medical Corps, which is a private training organization. And they teach people how to do everything up to and including minor surgery. If you have the opportunity, take the training. A lot of it's available free of charge, especially if you were to join your local EMT or paramedic organization. They'll literally pay you to go take the training. And get as much training as you can under your belt and stock up everything from bandages to antibiotics, to all the topicals, dental equipment. We're talking about a situation where conceivably we could see a societal collapse. And you might have to do your own tooth extractions. And you certainly don't want to do that with a pair of pliers.
Ouch.
Yeah. You're more likely to break a tooth than pull it. So it's important that people get both the equipment they need and the training they need. Same goes for firearms. Because, as I often say, owning a firearm doesn't make you a shooter any more than owning a surfboard makes you a surfer. There's a lot of training that goes along with it.
Communications, wind-up radio.
Yes, that's an important thing to have on hand. We've already seen situations in the past where some of the foreign broadcasts on shortwave have had better news coverage than our domestic broadcasts. So it's important that you have a shortwave radio. The wind-up radios work fairly well, although a lot of them are not very robust. The ones that I like the best are the ones sold by Grundig, and the ones sold by made by Beijen. Those have the most sturdy wind-up mechanisms. Most of the inexpensive ones, if you're buying a wind-up radio and it's costing you $30 or less, you can probably expect it to work 30 days or less. They're just not that sturdy.
I'll throw out our favorite client, Sea Crane, as well. There's
they make actually very good quality products, and a lot of the radios that they make an auxiliary solar panel. So even if their relatively robust hand cranks were to fail, you'd still be able to power the radio with a photovoltaic panel.
Still cranking mine. It's been 7 years now.
Yeah, I have an old Beijen that I've had for 15 years. It's one of the early big black Beijens.
The good ones are built to last.
They're bomb-proof.
Yeah. That's home security. You talk about building a panic room. What is a panic room?
Well, a panic room is basically a defendable space that you can retreat to in the event of a home invasion burglary. And in a worst-case scenario, might have to hunker down and be on a CB radio inside of a panic room to try to summon help from your neighbors if you got overwhelmed. So it is important that people think through the worst case, and just like all the other preparations like food storage and first aid and everything else, if you're ready for a worst case, you can handle anything lesser in stride.